I actually weed in one of the back of the speakers.
Yeah.
But it's mine. I've got to get that fixed. And then, you know. I thought something.
Go on.
When the electrician comes round, right, to fix my stereo, okay, I go, what happened to it? I said, oh, I pissed on it in the shop and that's why it's mine. He went, oh, fair due. Yeah, well done. Right. And he goes, right, that's, 40 quid. As I hand over the money, just a little dribble, it's mine again.
That cash is yours.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, it's so easy.
You'll never have to pay another penny.
I know.
It's a shame we don't live in Ricky World.
The Manic Street Preachers on XFM 104.9, and that's if you tolerate this, then your kids are going to get it too.
The Spider and the Horse.
Oh,
remember
that?
It's
great. Yeah. I don't even want to go into it.
No, we had this idea last week, like, for Czechoslovakian sort of short.
Right? Czechoslovakian animation.
Yeah, with
that would be the music, obviously.
Yeah, it's called The Spider and the Horse. And it's obviously a satire against the government, and the bloke, quite right, has been put in jail for the rest of his life.
Yes.
Yeah, and Jezzet coming round, opening old wounds.
Yeah.
They were just healing, right? And the horse we established is a wicker horse.
A little wicker horse with a little sombrero. Yeah. Probably the sort of thing you buy if you're away in America.
Toro Molinos. And the spider is just a blacked up crab.
That's it. It's a crab playing a spider.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful cartoon. It's called something like The Inhumanity of the Eyes of March.
Yeah. The Unbearable Deafness of Seeing.
Yeah, something like that. And it's made by Ivanovich Gororovich.
No, we're gonna make it.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, we might as well do it now.
Actually, talking of ideas, Therese, we've had quite a few people just phoning in ideas for game shows and TV things, and we never asked for any ideas, but
no,
people have just
been offering. No, we'll have them. They're ours now.
Yeah. 0171-580-1234, you can fax us.
Just to get this straight, any money made out of this is just mine.
That's right.
Yeah. Go on.
This is from Nigel in Tottenham. He's come up with a great idea.
Yeah.
You get loads of blindfold, a panel of blindfolded contestants. I'm thinking, who would you have there, Gervais?
What, contestants?
Yeah, blindfolded, you know, your sort of celebrity panel.
Are they got to be celebrities, have they?
I think so.
Ted Malt's son.
Ted Malt's son, obviously.
Jilly Cooper.
Jilly Cooper, yeah.
Maybe Joe Bugner.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Henry Cooper, but...
Well, it could be, but, I mean, that's not fair, isn't it? Because, I mean, he did beat him. He beat him by, like, you know, 3/4 of a point, so he must have a point.
Wouldn't it be great if it was, like, if it was the bloke that used to play Rene in Hello, Hello.
Yeah.
Right, it's Sue Pollard, and then it's Muhammad Ali. That'd be incredible. Like, Muhammad obviously now can't talk that well because of the Parkinson's or whatever, so he'd just be there,
Yeah.
Brilliant, that'd be great.
Well, Sue Pollard's a really interesting person.
so anyway, you've got your panel of contestants, and you bring on, okay, a celebrity.
Yeah. Whose idea is this? Nigel in...
This is Nigel in Tottenham.
Yeah.
So you've got your blindfolded panel there.
Yeah.
A celebrity comes on, maybe, Nigel suggests, Jeremy Beadle, right? And they have to have their most deformed body part sucked by the panel of celebrities. Now, obviously, I assume in the case of Beadle, that's his weird, deformed, like, childlike hand.
Yeah.
And so they would suck that until,
Or his goatee.
Or his goatee. And then they have to sort of suck...
Or his breasts.
Jeremy. They have to suck Jeremy until they identified him.
Oh.
You know, and then...
Oh, that'd be great. Oh, because it'd be like a little doll's hand down the back of your throat.
Yeah.
And I imagine he doesn't... Oh, no, he's probably perfectly manicured that side. The other one's a mess, though.
Yeah.
He can't do that one.
So, any other deformed celebrities? I'm trying to think if there are any others. I got a feeling it might be Beadle every week. Is it,
no.
Muhammad Ali?
Don't diss Muhammad Ali, man.
Well,
no, I won't have that.
Anyway.
Ali's my man.
Anyway,
other deformed, I don't know. Stephen Hawking?
He's not deformed.
Well, compared to you, no.
Michael Jackson?
No, this is libelous.
Is it?
It's got to be.
Who's deformed?
Who's deformed?
Which celebrities are deformed? A list of deformed celebrities.
0171-580-2000. What else have we done? We've done funny phone calls, haven't we?
We've done some funny phone calls.
Did that one like Penky when we phoned up Safeway and said, have you got some cheese? And they said yes. And we showed them, didn't we?
That showed them.
Yeah.
Oh, we've done some crazy crank calls.
Yeah.
Do you want some beer?
Do you want some beer?
Brilliant game.
5 o'clock foreigner.
5 o'clock foreigner.
Yeah.
Well, what else have we done? There's been just too much, haven't there?
The alarm frog. That never got off the ground.
Really yet. Got going. There's some great ideas.
Tip the balance. That's the last one I've got.
Tip the balance? You haven't explained it.
It's my last, I think it's a little bit in bad taste.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't want that on this show.
No, I mean, I think it's a little bit much.
Really? Is it too much? Is it the most outrageous thing you've ever...
Well, okay, well, no, look, this is an idea, right?
It's a board game.
I'll send it off to Waddington's when, it's four simple weights, sort of just like, fulcrum weights, you know, like scales.
Like a little seesaw?
Yeah, a little seesaw. And there's one end is like a bowl, right? The other end is like a kilogram weight.
Right.
And there's four of those, so four of you sit round, and you've got to quite simply tip the balance, right?
So you've got to fill the bowl.
Fill the bowl, yeah.
What, with rice or...?
No.
Household object?
No. Bodily secretions.
Right.
So it's the first, you know...
Maybe you shouldn't tell us about this.
Well, no, because there's simple rules. Anything that comes out of your body is all right, okay? In every form.
Right.
Well, you know,
anything that comes out of your body, you put that into the bowl and tip the balance.
So, I was just thinking, if I said it quieter, it wasn't so bad. I was going to go, well, it's piss. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't work right. Snot. Sick.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say cum, because then I could be spelling it C-O-M-E. Therefore, getting by some of the radio authorities rather sneakily. And spunk, as you said, is like, courage, isn't it?
Exactly.
Like in the Waltons, they go, oh, look, I love your new girlfriend, John Boy, she's full of spunk. Yes. Sorry about that. Well, I've been carried away, Dad.
Good night. Good night, John Boy.
Yeah.
John Boy. Good night.
That right, is the cure. We'll come back to this. 20 to 6, Ricky Gervais show.
And Steve. What have we offered today? Well, we've offered Tip the Balance, the new board game from Waddington's, which involves secreting various bodily fluids into a bowl in order to tip the balance.
Yeah, and the way you do it, you go, tip the balance! I just imagine the front cover was sort of granny, she's stooped. Yeah, she's just like...
she's got trousers down.
Yeah.
She's just...
She's missed it. She's missed it completely. They're all laughing.
And the family are there behind her, they're clapping and cheering.
The mother just laughing, doing a dustman's blow.
Yeah.
Right. And the 14-year-old boy, he's got... Right, okay.
Well, he's enjoyed it the most, let's be honest. but what about if, you know that, bingo is the most popular evening pastime in the country, and there are these huge bingo palaces.
Yeah, that's because they haven't
thousands
tipped the
of seats. Yeah. Imagine if they were all playing Tip the Balance.
The smell.
Oh, it'd be incredible.
Oh, God.
That'd be fantastic.
That'd be great. You could have winner stays on.
Yeah.
Because you'd have a disadvantage then, wouldn't you? Well, I've just, I mean.
I imagine in Japan they've already got a TV show like that, I'd imagine.
A kilogram's a lot, though, to get rid of.
Yeah, you've got to have a lot of sputum.
I know, everything, yeah.
But I think it's a great idea. Could you give birth into the bowl?
Well, no. Well, you could, but anything you put in there, you lose.
So
you'd have to be willing to, you could bleed into it and amputate into it, but you can't have it back. Like, you couldn't put a false limb in.
Right.
Because you'd win it there, because that's sort of cheating.
Yeah.
But there is a thing called the fish card, where if you're all out of it, right, you're all strained out and you've vomited and snotted, and everyone's got like, you know, 0.8 kilograms in theirs, you can go, fish card, right? And you can take someone else's bowl and pour it into yours, but you've got to pour it via your mouth.
Right.
So you take a big glug of that, and then you do it, and you win.
You've thought this through, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You've played this, haven't you?
No, I haven't played it. I haven't got the equipment.
Right.
Wow. Nearly end of the show with it, isn't it?
I can't even bother to criticise you.
It's not worth it, is it?
Your useless language anymore.
I know, yeah.
So late in the day, I mean, you're not going to master it at the age of 45, however old you are. You know, I mentioned, I guess we could call it Freak Show or something like that.
Yeah.
Where celebrities with deformities come on.
That was Nigel's from Tottenham.
Nigel in Tottenham came up with the idea.
The most deformed. What would you put forward as your most deformed bit?
Well, luckily, sucking my most deformed bit would be curiously enjoyable for me. anyway, I asked for a few more celebrities who've got deformities, and various people have called in. Jez in East Barnet mentioned John Thor, who of course...
What's up with him?
Well, John's left leg, I think, is shorter than his right. He always sort of hobbles a bit as he walks.
You have to suck the whole of the left leg?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's...
Say that again, Lewis. Well, I was just saying, size that, like the fat bird in the opera. Yes, I know it is now. What, because I said, no, nothing to do with it. I just saw him do it. I just forgot, and I was pissed. Yeah, go on.
Paul Daniels, apparently one arm is shorter than the other.
Can I just say, the head?
True enough. Yeah, Debbie McGee could come on and just bring Paul.
under her arm.
Yeah. that's from Tony Namisham. We've also had Ian Jury.
Yeah.
Someone's mentioned that. Says that, Ian Jury...
His left side. Yeah.
Really? Did he have a stroke or something? Polio.
Polio, wasn't it? Yeah, right. Yeah.
So he his left side. And Anthea Turner, apparently she lost the middle three of her toes or something in a sort of horrible accident. I don't know if that's true. Anyway, yeah, Anthea Turner, it'd be great. Just get her on anyway.
She lost...
I don't think it can be true, to be honest. It says that she's only got two toes on one of her feet because she lost the other three in a flymail accident.
Oh my God.
But I don't know if that's true.
So it's when you went, used to go to school and say some, oh, had a fight with the lawnmower.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. No, I meant your hair, love. No, not on my toes. Oh.
Yeah. Exactly. So, so celebrity.
What would you suck? Would you suck the gap or would you suck the toes that flew off in the garden?
I really haven't thought about it.
Why not?
I haven't really given it much thought, Nick, to be honest.
I just got time for one more song, then the news. Oh, I'm not going to do this for any one computer. If we've got any news. Remember last week? There's no news.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, there's no news.
Yeah.
No news. Must be news, some news, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Give us last week's. Anything
I'll do.
You usually do. Right, it's Lloyd Cole, and Are You Ready to Be Heartbroken? I got Sandy Shaw's version of this.
Cheers.
It's not interesting, is
it? No, not in the slightest.
XFM 104.9. That's it then.
Sorry, I
haven't... Put your headphones on.
Sorry.
It's got a toilet roll holding down the microphone because it's broken. I've been working on one computer.
The whole show's been a debacle.
Yeah. You know why? Because we're no good and we don't plan the thing, and that's got to be stopped.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Someone should stamp that out.
I'm getting sick of it.
Yeah.
Do you think I like just turning up, often inebriated, with nothing to say, abusing people, breaking... Do you think I like that?
No. I know.
Well, I want to play Bob Dylan.
At the same time, Rick, in our defence...
Yeah. We don't care.
Not only that, you know, we're not...
We're getting paid for it.
We're not monkeys, all right? We're not performing monkeys.
No.
If people need us to entertain them, then they ought to take a closer look at themselves, I think.
Yeah.
All right, we've got better things to do with ourselves than having that on the radio trying to entertain people.
You've got lots of things, better things to do with yourself, and you often do what I'm trying to present, which is what puts me off, more than anything. And I never tip the balance. You know what I mean? You need a lot more... What?
No, I was just thinking, I thought I had something to say, but I haven't.
Who's, Snowden's guests?
Matt from Gene.
Oh, Matt from Gene. Excellent. I like Gene. And who else? And what's his name?
Pete from Three Colours Red.
Pete from Three Colours Red. Brilliant. Excellent. Okay, we better get out of here.
Yeah, good.
Bob Dylan, It's All Over Now. Baby
Thank
Blue.
God.
All right, Em.
All right, see you soon.
Cheers.
It's all the track is Celebrity Skin. Ricky Gervais.
Oh, yeah.
It's a joy.
It's fantastic to be back. See if we can boost those ratings for another hour.
Yeah. Now, listen, you brought a ginger wig with you this evening. As I say, I'm not entirely certain what part of anatomy it's for.
Well, it's not from a cock. No, we're going to be playing a sort of like...
charming!
John Peel can say the F word.
That's entirely subjective. That's the name of a band, Ricky.
Oh, right. So if I go out tonight and see a band called... Suck a dog's cock. I can rave about that. Just because he's a grown-up, he can say the F-word. He can't say it. Well, he can say it.
You're here
anyway,
to play radio
game
shows.
Okay, it's great.
And that's what we're going to do.
King of the game show. We played Who Wants to Be a Millionaire last time.
We did. It was great.
No one won the million.
They won a BBC pen, though. We gave three BBC pens.
I actually meant on the game
away.
Show on television.
Oh, right.
Keep up, Anne Hobbs. But we're going to play sort of a version of Blind Date. I've got my mate in. As you can see, he's not the best-looking bloke in the world. Shut up a minute. Don't embarrass me. Okay, I'll just describe him to you, if you want to. He can't get a girlfriend, for obvious reasons. He's 6'7". He's sort of got a puce, sort of translucent skin about him. He's got bulgy eyes on the side. He's hideous. You're a freak. He's an ugly man.
Don't place me outside the market.
No, but we're going to see if we can get our national platform to get him a woman stupid, lucky enough to, maybe. I've got my...
Does he have a name?
Steve,
okay.
Yeah.
Steve, is it all right to ask you a couple of questions? Just to get the girls kind of, you know.
Who's she?
Juicer. That's Anne Hobbs.
Anne Hobbs?
Yeah.
Anne Hobbs.
Okay. Steve, how
she's
big...
She's in all the magazines, all the blogs.
Steve.
All magazines. I've got stacks of magazines. I've never seen that.
Steve!
No, you wouldn't in yours, no.
Have you... I don't know, though, actually, in this light. Have you ever been on the back of any sort of Portuguese playing cards?
That's it.
On the back of a bus, I've been many times, but not Portuguese playing cards.
Yeah.
Steve, I need to ask you a few questions, as I say, because we need to sort of ginger the girls up, the listeners, you know.
What's that mean?
Ginger them up.
Ginger
them up.
You know, you've got John Peel saying the F word and getting away with it because he's been in radio a few years. You've got playing things going, you bastard. Yeah. Then she's saying gingering you up. That's got to be illegal for a start.
She's smoking something.
What is it?
Steve!
It's not
the girls need to know.
She doesn't smoke crap.
A couple of things. What's your star sign?
Eh?
What's your star sign, love?
What does that mean?
Come on, it's important.
When were you born? What month?
November.
Yeah.
What is he, Sagittarius?
No.
I don't know. How big's your appendage?
My what?
She's getting so dirty.
She's just disgusting.
I know.
I didn't come in here to be insulted with this kind of thing.
Come
you can
on.
Go that anyway,
I
can't
got
you?
Things to be doing, Gervais. Do you know what I mean?
She's the best they've got now. Now they've lost to Edmonds and Savile. What's happened to Jimmy Savile?
Oh,
no, he was good.
He's beautiful.
He loved the kids.
He loves them.
I think he still does love children.
I've seen pictures.
I know, yeah. Yeah,
Mickey,
what's
we're not
to
doing
Savile?
A really good, a particularly good job at tantalising the female.
Okay, right. He's ugly. He's pig ugly. He's gimp.
Okay.
He's embarrassing to be with. He's, so what's the number?
0500 110 100, that's the number you need if you want a blind date with Ricky Gervais's desperate mate tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. A merciful act, I think, for
any
woman.
Can I just tell
woman.
About my idea for my own particular lovely game show to go on telly? It's got a big star in it.
All right.
It's called Celebrity Foxy Boxing. It's not scantily clad women. It's celebrities beating up Dr. Fox for charity.
Aye.
Just even do a link. You get the crankies coming and kick shit out of you.
0500 110 100. That's the number you need if you'd like to, well, if you'd like a blind date with Ricky Gervais's best mate. And it's Hobbs and Gervais this evening. Oh, we're playing blind date with Steve, aren't we?
Gervais and Hobbs. Gervais and Hobbs, really. Well, I suppose we better ask Steve what sort of woman he's looking for.
Yeah.
I can't stress enough that he really is. I've seen women laugh when I've introduced them to him and some sort of like get a bit scared. He is hideous looking. I want to let people know that, so there's no con involved. He's a salamander. What sort of woman are you looking for, Steve?
Hey?
What sort of woman are you?
I don't need all this, like, do you know all this stick?
No.
Coming here, Hobbs is starting it as well.
Yeah.
Between records, gabbling away.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't mind.
Well,
but
come
it's
on,
just,
get on with it. What sort of woman are you looking for?
Kind of woman, celebrity women, famous women.
Like who?
Oh, I don't know. Louise Woodward.
Louise Woodward.
She's a good looking girl.
Yeah.
She's a good looking lady.
Yeah. I see you thinking there. You're thinking that, with all that trouble with the, you know, child killing.
Yeah.
That, there won't be a lot of people in the queue.
On the contrary, I think you're aiming a bit high there, to be honest.
Really?
What are you talking about?
You're aiming a little bit high. We're not thinking celebrity here, are we? We're thinking about the average Radio 1 listener that might appeal to you.
I don't know. It's got to be a celeb, really. Mo Molum.
Mo Molum?
Oh, good-looking girl. She's
you like her
lady.
Headband, do you?
Well, that's it. When you said that, I saw her on the telly, and she had like a little bit of lip gloss and big earrings and that big headband, and she looked like Simon Le Bon.
Oh, he's a good-looking fella. Duran Duran, a classic band.
Actually, Louise Wilbur looks a bit like Simon Le Bon. You like women who look like the lead singer of Duran Duran?
I'd rather that than women that look like the lead singer at ZZ Top.
Mm.
So Anne Hobbs is out of the
question. She's out of it altogether. Look at Anne Hobbs.
Must
there.
Be the
what is she wearing? What is that? A smock. When was that fashion? You could look at Anne Hobbs. She takes fashion tips from Last of the Summer Wine.
I know,
look
and all her. The haze
but
of
what's
smoke.
What's wrong with that? I mean, that's a wonderful programme.
Yeah.
You can't.
Well, yeah, but not Bill Owen.
Yeah, she's no Louise Woodward, is she?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Louise. Oh, Louise Woodward's pudgy, but she's not, it's just baby fat.
She's got
not,
a beautiful,
baby
beautiful
fat.
Hairstyle though,
baby
isn't
fat.
She?
It's not baby fat, that's a Freudian slip. It's puppy fat.
What did I say?
You said baby fat.
Puppy fat.
That's
no, she's
phrase.
Gorgeous.
She
what are you talking about? She was completely remodeled.
She didn't kill any puppies.
She didn't.
If Louise Woodward's been touching puppies, I'm not interested. I'll be honest. Forget it. No, I'm not going out with a puppy killer. That's just sick.
You're not going out with anybody other than
God.
A standard Radio 1 listener this
God.
Evening. Because that's all we have to offer you. What can I say?
Oh,
we
right.
cannot lay
okay.
out celebrities on a silver platter for you. That's completely insane.
He's looking for anyone who's stupid enough to one call up and B fall for it and C go out with him and D's out of the question. He's never got to D yet.
Yeah. But listen, we've got a prize here. Skegness, riverboat trip, chicken in a basket.
No, I can't
it's
afford
box.
That. It'll be... What,
no,
a
no,
wine,
it's no. free to the
what?
Winner and you. That's your
fine.
Date.
Hey, that's not bad. I thought it was going to be wine and dine and 25 quid.
You can't pay 25 quid to someone to go out with you.
What, 50?
50 would be better, yeah.
50 would be all right, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay, one more record and then we'll stick a caller on. 0500 wondered if you feel that you can contend with these sick men, and they are sick, and if they've said anything to offend you, I retract it immediately. Yeah.
Mel B.
Ricky Gervais is with us. His mate Steve is absolutely desperate.
Look at him, panting.
Desperate for a date.
Oh.
And happily, we've got Laura on the phone from Worcester.
Hello.
Laura, you've not been put off by all this kind of chat about, you know, the aesthetics here.
No, not at all, mate. You know, you just go up for a laugh, don't you?
Yeah, well, the good thing is we know you can't have any standards or you'd be listening to Anne Hobbs, really. So
what
that's...
do you mean?
That's a plus, isn't it? Oh, no, where are you from? Worcester?
Yeah, Worcester.
That's the, I only know one thing about Worcester, it's that sauce, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And it tastes nothing like Worcester, does it?
Well, I wouldn't know, I haven't tasted it myself yet.
Whereas Daddy's sauce, that's
a
dead ringer.
Oh yeah, I have plenty of Daddy's sauce, but not Worcester sauce.
Hey, steady there, we better stop it there. Right, I've got a couple of questions for you to see if you're eligible for Steve.
Alright then.
Okay, start off.
Hang on a sec, Ricky, did you pen these questions? I thought this was Steve's gig.
Well, I'm looking out for him. Because he can get hurt out there. It's a, look at him. Look at him. As if he can look after. What do you think of him? Serious, Anne Hobbs, right? You can see him. They can't. Do you think he's a good looking fella?
Come on then, Anne Hobbs. It's all lots of this. It's all lots of gibbly gabbly gobbly, isn't it? She's talking all the time.
You like it, gibbly gobbly. You should be so lucky to get any gabbly gobbly, mate.
Let's not start on that, Rick.
So, what do you think of him?
Laurie looks good from the back, love.
Oh, here she is.
You still do that one, do you?
Here's the old Anne Hobbs here.
Yeah, who are you going to talk to Steve like that?
What's going on here?
I don't know.
I didn't come in here to be insulted. What kind of woman's this?
You can go anywhere, can't you? Right.
Ricky questions.
I take that off that Chris Moyles. He's hilarious. He's a zany bloke. He's mad. He's mad, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
But not this Anne Hobbs.
No, Anne Hobbs. Right, Laura.
Yeah.
From Worcester. Have you got a bit of a West Country accent as well, haven't you?
No.
Just get on with it, Rick.
What's your favourite band?
My favourite band?
Yeah.
I like a bit of Radiohead and like.
My Iron Lung! My Iron Lung!
You hate Radiohead, Steve.
What are you talking about? I know it all.
You told me you hated Radiohead.
I know all the songs, I know all the lyrics.
Yeah.
What is that I hate Radiohead t-shirt you
put? Shut up, Anne Hobbs. She comes in, look at her. She's got it in for me, Alan Hobbs, yeah?
I know, yeah.
Let's try another question.
If you're not careful, Anne Hobbs, they'll push you to after midnight.
Sorry, let me ask a question here, all right? What's her name?
Laura.
Alan Hobbs.
Shut up. This Laura.
Hello, yeah.
Do you like Aswad?
Aswad? I don't think I was around when they were around.
Of course she doesn't like Aswad.
Well, good. No. Excellent.
You love Aswad.
Shut up.
You hate Radiohead.
I've never heard any of their songs. I don't know any of their songs.
Okay, you got one more question.
Go on then.
All right, I'll ask a question then. What's her name?
Laura.
Yeah. It's simple things like that I need to master, isn't it? Do you like those people, Laura, who like torture monkeys?
Laura, not Nora.
Whatever. I'm back to last summer wine again. Oh, Nora Batty. Shut up. I've got to ask this girl a question. She might be my prospective wife. Who knows?
Yeah.
Right now, listen, Nora. What? Do you like those people who like torture monkeys, you know, and do experiments on rabbits and like, you know, kill pandas for fun?
No, she's an anti-vivisectionist. I can hear it in her voice.
That is.
You don't like any of that?
No.
See?
No, all right, nor do I.
No, sorry, I don't think you're matched, Laura. I'm sorry about that. We'll send you a...
No, seriously, Rick, she'll be all right.
Can we send her a Blue Peter pen?
We can send her a BBC pen.
Yeah.
Laura, stay on the line and we'll get your address. Are you really going to blow this girl out? She sounds like a dream
to
me, Ricky.
I don't even know. Of course I'm not going to blow her out.
Rick, I'll do it. Oh, this one I do.
No, you can't.
No, she'll do it.
She can't.
She's fine.
And astonishing as it may seem, we actually have another contestant on the phone. Can you believe
this?
This is Charlie in Oxford.
Hello.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Honestly, I wish I could send you a photograph or fax you. I'm not exaggerating. This isn't a joke. He is hideous.
It can't be that bad, can it, really?
Well, they always say that. They always say that, and then they scream and they start crying, and I'm after there saying, I'm really sorry, I did warn you.
Okay.
So I'm just, okay.
Charlie, where are you calling from? You sound like you're in a pothole.
No, we're in Oxford Brookes Uni, N-Block.
Oh, N-Block.
Yeah. The legendary N-Block.
Well, not Oxford students.
Is that people who are bad at the real Oxford? You get put in N-Block.
We're the bad ones, yeah.
What did he say?
We're stupid, mate.
Hilarious. Brilliant. Yeah, well done. Student humour. I'm not going to have a student, Rick.
Oh, come on. Go
I'm not touching a student with a barge pole.
You never have, no.
But think of the cheap cider.
What am I going to say to a student?
About?
I don't know anything about anything.
Oh dear. Right, I'll ask you some questions.
Come on, Ricky.
Well, hang on, are you still there?
We are still here, yeah.
What do you mean, we? Listen, it's not an orgy, love. I don't know what you think you're after here.
No, it's just me, darling, sorry.
All right, it's a meal and 25 quid and then you're off home.
All right, then, sorry.
All right, unless you get lucky.
Okay.
Now then, let me ask you a question.
No,
come on the line, they're cheeky.
Okay, right, look, just do a favourite band first, surely.
All right, yeah, favourite band.
What's your favourite band?
My favourite band is Ash.
Ash.
Yeah.
Ash? What?
You don't know anything about that, have you? Do you like Aswad?
They're all right, yeah, they're not bad.
Oh, okay, right, okay. Right, ask your question then, quick.
All right, what's your name?
What's your name?
Charlie,
yeah.
Ridiculous name.
Thanks.
When you go to a club, do you like dress up?
Yes.
Well, let me be more specific. When you go out, do you like dressing up as Steve's mother?
No.
Right, you see, you're not right for him. You're not really Matt's then, are you? Okay, this is it. Let's cut through the bullshit, right. Do you think looks are, say, as important as personality?
Well, no, we don't think so, no.
Right, well, it doesn't matter.
Definitely
because
not.
His personality is rubbish as well. You've spoken to him, he's got no personality, he's basically a crap person, all nasty, idiot, and he's ugly. So, I'm sorry, I'm going to save you from a fate worse than death, Charlie. I'm going to have to say no.
It's like the blocks in my bloke, really, I mean.
Really?
The blocks in your bloke?
Hey, there we go.
You're trying to get clever now.
He's tried that once, blocks in his bloke, and it, but can we send her a blankety blank checkbook and pen?
Oh, we can. I think you deserve a BBC pen, Charlie. Would you like one?
We'd love one.
Okay.
To be honest with you, Alan Hobbs, she'll do. Seriously, you know, because it's getting late.
Yeah.
And you may as well. Hey, she may as well. I mean, what do you think, Rick?
No.
What?
No, she seems really nice, and it's no. We got to find someone with absolutely no... Hold on, though. I just thought of something. You'll have anything, won't you?
Well?
Alan Hobbs.
No, I got standards.
Fair play. 0500 110 100, that's the number you need tonight if you want a blind date with Ricky Gervais's best mate, Steve. You
What's
like that
name?
One, don't
What's
you?
My name?
What's my name?
Well, I'll be honest, you probably saw him
Well, I'll tell
there.
You what, yeah, I mean, that's a very, very strong point in his favour, I think.
He can
groove. He can dance.
Yeah.
You should see that wrist action.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I've had a lot of practice. but listen, it's not just the grooving, Rick. Come on,
oh,
Rick.
It's so easy, isn't it?
It was a beautiful interpretation of the Snoopiers.
Yeah.
What about,
you know,
what about,
I mean, the
there
wrist.
Must be some other selling points, Rick. Come on, because you are selling me down the river a bit, yeah?
Right, okay. Some good points. You're young.
Yeah.
You're not in prison.
Go on.
Well, I've only known you a year.
Come on, there must be something.
You're not in prison.
Well, I'm quite a catch.
Eight with Steve tonight, but
25, 40 quid. Put it up to 40 quid.
Yeah,
I'm not made of money,
Rick. Then go on.
30 quid.
Nine minutes we have to do this before the news. So
9 minutes is more than enough for Steve, isn't it?
I tell you what. So Steve, it's looking grave, isn't it? Really.
It's looking what?
It's looking grave.
Yeah, we've got one last chance.
We have one last chance. Yeah, and it's Wayne. He's on the phone from Manchester. Wayne, are you with us?
Wayne. All right, mate.
All right.
How's it going?
Wait a minute, I'll stop you there, Gervais.
What? No, are you up for this, are you, Wayne? Up for a blind date with Steve?
Yeah, I'm up for anything.
Excellent. Brilliant.
I'll stop you there.
What?
He's a fella.
Yeah. You all right, Wayne?
He might just fancy a pint.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, once he sees me, he won't want to drink anything, eat anything. I'll tell you, he'll only have one thing on his mind.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, no, he's up for it. So,
he sounds keen to me.
Yeah. Right, okay.
I'm heterosexual, Rick.
Steve, you've got no chance with either sex, so it won't make a difference. Why restrict yourself? In fact, I'm thinking you probably shouldn't restrict yourself to the human race. And if Wayne's up for it, he's warm-blooded... He's human. He's from Manchester, I know.
He's obviously got a sense of humour.
He's obviously
very important.
Yeah, wait till he sees him. He'll lose that straight away. Well, I better ask you a few questions, Wayne.
Go on, then.
So, do you like walking on the beach? Maybe in the sunshine? Maybe in the rain? Do you like poetry, for example?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you, what's your favourite band?
My favourite poet?
No, what's your favourite band?
My favourite band?
Yeah.
It's got to be the one and only Oasis.
Oh, Steve loves Oasis, don't
he?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
I've never heard him.
he loves Oasis.
I don't,
What's your favourite food?
Do you like Aswad?
Aswad?
Yeah.
Shine like a star.
Oh, he does.
Oh, he knows it. I bet you could even sing the chorus for us, can you, Wayne? Come on, can you sing the chorus?
Come on and shine. Shine like a star.
Yeah. This is a match made in
heaven. No, I've never liked Aswad. I've always thought they're a bit weak, sort of kind of cold reggae. I've never liked it.
Oh, fantastic. So you're quite open-minded, are you, Wayne?
At the moment I am, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you'll try anything, won't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Do you like to experiment, you know, sort of like push the boundaries back?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Right,
looks like we've got a winner.
Forget
the BBC pen, we've run out anyway.
You'll have to come down to London, though.
I thought
to be safe, maybe you could meet somewhere,
Well, Ricky, we've got the Skegness Riverboat trip all set up, chicken in a basket, laid on.
Will you come back, next week and tell us how it went?
Yeah.
Fantastic,
oh,
Wayne.
Brilliant.
That is fantastic. I don't think it'll work out.
No, I don't. Total result, Ricky.
After you, Steve.
Oh,
yes.
I don't think it'll work out.
So, Ricky, we made it. Can you believe it?
I knew we would. No, I never let him down. That is excellent. Looking forward to the date.
Well, when is it? Because I can't make it.
Well, you don't know when it is yet.
No, I can.
You'll be all right.
It's not what I was looking for. You know, I was looking for sort of, you know, a kind of Monica Lewinsky type, you know?
Yeah.
Sort of person that you know what you're going to get before you even start.
Yeah, there'll be no embarrassing things like, oh, Monica, I've got this idea. Would you mind?
Yeah, well, exactly.
She's already at it.
I've got some cigars. Well, actually, no, I got a packet of Camels. Will that do?
We could actually probably stump up for a couple of Radio 1 knee pads, though, couldn't we?
Yeah.
To take him over tonight.
What kind of a mind she got?
I know.
Stephen Wayne.
I'll tell you what, Alan Hobbs is famous for it.
Is she?
Have you still got those playing cards?
Those playing cards? Yeah. Man alive.
Is Wiley on them as well?
Wiley?
Yeah.
Oh, dearie me. The poor man's Anne Hobbs.
Really?
Let me think.
Well, that's very nice. That's very nice.
Isn't that? That's a touching compliment.
We can't come back, can we?
You can't ever again.
Going after 12.
I know, yeah. So this is it, a fond and final farewell.
It was short lived.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you all. Thanks for listening.
See you later then.
Cheers.
Bye. It's Marion Hobbs on Radio 1 till midnight. Right now, it's for the news with Phil Williams.
What happened to Foucher?
Never mind Fouching, it's 11:30.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
Well, in that case...
Slade it is, then.
No, Black Sabbath.
Slade, I'll get lost. Slade. And if we're counting
Black
Led Zeppelin,
Sabbath.
If we're counting if we're counting Led Zeppelin, obviously Led Zeppelin.
No.
Black Sabbath.
Sabbath are better than Zeppelin.
Oh, come on.
No, you're wrong. You're having a mental aberration if you think...
Go on, give me an example.
Well, there's a fantastic story. Just the ludicrousness. Is that right? Is that a word?
That's a word now.
Ludicrosity.
That'll do, yeah. Tony Iommi was asked when they hit big in America what it was like for Black Sabbath, and he said, oh, it was mad. We went back to the hotel, and there was like 10 Satanists sitting outside the hotel room, all dressed in black, with black candles. So he blew the candles out and sung Happy Birthday to them.
Led Zeppelin said, been a long time to the rock and roll! And I think that sums it up.
Are you squeezing your lemon?
Yeah, I'm squeezing my little lemon. I'm putting my little cocktail chipolata on the table, putting two pickled onions, and seeing if that
And the juice is running down your leg.
Yeah, and the juice is running down my leg, indeed. Well, we've embarrassed ourselves.
Yes.
I think in a way we might have embarrassed XFM.
And I think certainly we've embarrassed London.
Yeah. So who have you just had someone on the phone or on the fax saying about the sneaker?
For the sneaker pimps if they're from Birmingham. I didn't know if they were.
I don't know if sneaker pimps are from Birmingham.
Yeah,
but
they are. Them small potatoes compared to
the Sabbath.
Yeah, the Sabs.
Exactly.
What is this obsession with Sabbath? I always thought Sabbath were a bit of like a joke rock band. Like,
oh,
I can't believe you said that.
Led Zeppelin is that like the mould of the first rock gods, the greatest British band of
And who have Led Zeppelin got an influence? You know what they've influenced? That whole brand of poodle rockers with big hair like Extreme. That's who they've influenced.
That's not their
Whereas
fault.
Whereas the Sabs, their influence has been really heavy, great rock bands like Nirvana and things like that. You know?
Sabbath are the best thing to come out of Birmingham, Ricky.
Okay,
let's do it up to Thursday. I want proper votes, right, on faxes, right? Who is the best, the most influential, the best band out of Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath?
You're playing with fire.
It's like comparing Bobby Davro to Tommy Cooper.
Honestly. I don't think so.
I believe it is.
I think it's like comparing,
go on.
Europe.
Right.
with Bernard Butler. Bernard Butler being Led Zeppelin.
Wow, that's a bit abstract.
But they're both completely crap.
Yeah.
Oh, whereas Bobby Davro's brilliant.
Ricky, you see, tomorrow we're going to have a debate.
It's like comparing something I don't like very much with something I like a lot more.
but you like the Smiths, so you're erring on the side of soft, aren't you? Sabbath are hard.
Yeah, well, I like hard stuff as well.
So you like Europe and hate Bernard Butler?
No!
Is that what you're saying?
Other way around.
You hate Tommy Cooper, but you love Bobby Davro. How's that work?
No!
Well, that's what you're saying!
They're twisting it, Claire! Please vote for me! I'm by myself in the studio. 0171 582000.
Never vote for it!
Led Zeppelin's better than Black Sabbath!
0171 582000. We've got 10 more minutes to leave Campfield.
Let's ask Campfield.
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 That is the...
Go and get him. He's
We're just going to get him.
Anyway, Matt, that's a bit of small talk here.
Yes.
So you've enjoyed yourself today, have you?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's wrong. He's
so wrong, isn't he?
Yeah, he's having an aberration. Oh, he's here.
He hasn't been listening. Right. Have you heard what we've just been doing?
I've got no
idea. Okay, right.
Ian Campfield. Right.
Look,
completely impartial.
Seriously, you two look away, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you, don't know what we think or who thinks, just answer the question, right?
Right.
In your opinion,
yeah.
Who is the most influential band on the world rock scene?
Right.
Don't give me any clues.
No,
we're not saying anything.
Who, in your opinion, is the most influential band, the better band for you, and who influenced more people, out of Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath?
And what scene? The rock scene. They're all rock scene.
The most influential, rock
just
and pop.
The best band.
Yeah.
The best band. It's got to be Led Zeppelin.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes! I'm taking that. Yes! That's it.
You're scum.
That is it.
Because Led Zeppelin were Led Zeppelin. When they weren't, they folded up. Black Sabbath, great albums with Ozzy Osbourne. 20 years after that, I'm afraid they went crap. You didn't stipulate the Ozzy Osbourne people.
You said, if we ask Campfield, that would be definitive. You said it, you laid it on the line, we didn't give any clues. Campfield said, Led Zeppelin, that's it, I'm happy with that. Play a record. This is incredible.
Don't even talk to them.
David Keenan took all these, right? Led Zeppelin got every vote except one. Every single person was for Led Zeppelin, except one. And that wasn't to Black Sabbath, that was for Dave Keenan. Out of those two, said, I'll vote Dave Keenan, give him his own show. Right. So Zeppelin got all the votes, Sabbath got none, Dave Keenan got more than Black Sabbath. Thank you. It's official.
For the discerning punter, of course, Black Sabbath will always be there. But for people that just say, you know...
For people who haven't got
Bonnie
phones,
Tyler.
People who can't use the phone. I like the phone, but I can't use the phone. No. Of course, people can use modern technology. It's Led Zeppelin.
Excuse me a minute. Who did you say, Sturgis?
I was going for Sabbath.
Right, Sabbath. And did you do the Friday Rock Show on Radio 1?
Exactly.
I rest my case. And so do I.
Well, I think I laid my case before you, and I rested there, and it was lounging.
The fingerprints of a koala bear are so similar to that of a human being, that if they were found at the scene of a crime, the police would not be able to tell the difference.
That is the fact. And is it true?
Well, it depends what sort of crime it was, really.
But you got this from a reliable source?
Of course, the internet.
So let me get this right. The fingerprints of a koala bear are so similar to those of a human being that if they were found at the scene of a crime, the police would think that a human had committed that crime.
Yeah. Or vice versa, maybe.
What kind of a crime is that?
The great koala bear, eucalyptus robbery.
Right, yeah.
Mm. So, yeah. They've come in, right? All the police have come in, the detectives, right? Quince's come strolling about half hour later, and they go, it's all right, Quince, we've solved this one. This is obviously a human being. He goes, oh, is it? They go, well, yeah, of course it is. There's a bloke here. He's been bludgeoned to death with a lead pipe in the conservatory. He's a big lad, it's probably a 6 foot bloke, and he's hit him with the right hand by the window. Quincy goes, oh, it's a 6 foot bloke, was it? Oh, yeah. They go, yeah. Well, he goes, oh, right, no, it's just that, you know, you've ruled out the possibility of five koala bears standing on each other's shoulders, have you?
In a long coat.
Yeah, with the trilby on.
Obviously.
The bottom one's the fat one going, oh, where are you going? And the top one's going, right, left, and they've snuck
past the security guy.
And they've got...
He's just said, go on through, sir.
Yeah, yes. Go on through, yeah. It's at press. Yeah. They've gone press, right? And they've gone in there, right? And they've got this bloke. They've got his confidence. They've got a false moustache, obviously.
Of course they have.
Like you're growing, right? And they go, all right, mate. And they go, oh, what's that over there? The top one's got, and the bottom one's holding it all up. Then they just scatter.
They just scatter, dump the coat.
They just leave a coat, like an empty coat with a hat on it. Right? And the thing is, I think Quincy knows because he's already rounded them up and he's got a confession out of them.
Right.
And so he's just being really smug. And they're going, oh, yeah, it's a bloke, isn't it? Yeah, it's a human being, yeah. Well, look, Quincy, the fingerprints. Yeah, let's have a look at these. And they go, doh. They've just they're just like those. But yeah. Right, and you know, but the thing is, I think that there's a Mr. Big.
Do you?
Yeah, mm. He's up the tree getting stoned on Euclid's going, he's getting all the, he's counting his cash.
He's just up there hanging loose, catching it, counting his cash.
He's fingerprinted, he's got an alibi, and these pawns.
They're not going to pin anything on Mr. Big.
They couldn't.
Because he's used those koala pawns in his little, yeah. He's a devilish fiend.
Yeah, and they've done all the work, the little fat one, he's got bad shoulders now.
Yeah.
He's got four on him, and the tall one's got the little head with the trilby. He was at the top, because he can wield like a lead pipe, presumably, yeah. Or the hat fitted him. The hat. You've got that letter?
Ah, yes. No, I have. No, I'm gonna wait till later about this. There's a great letter. I'll wait till later.
Well, I'll play a song then.
Please do. But, well, be careful. I mean, if you're a police officer, if you're listening, if you're currently investigating a crime,
think.
You've got fingerprints, you think you've sewn it up, think again.
Just think. Never.
Have you looked at the koala angle?
Expect the unexpected.
Sorry, I just can't understand it. I don't think it's my kind of humour.
The competition is this, Steve.
I think you're a bit wacky. Don't really understand.
You're frightened, aren't you? You're frightened.
And
these people, not your phone up, but come into the studio.
I know.
You were scared last week, weren't you?
Mm.
He came in the week as well.
I kind of like Barrymore, that sort of thing. I think he's really funny.
Yeah.
Do you mean Barrymore?
No.
Sort of still a black.
Steve, you're funny. But nowhere near as funny as me.
Just with the calls and the competitions.
I think
it just sort of goes over my head.
Look, the competition is this. Oh, sorry to Mark Adams as well. Nick cut you off and he's a regular listener. The competition is this. Someone phones up for no reason at all.
Yeah.
Don't give the reason away. Send me a CD is the winner.
It's the way you don't even use grammar.
There's no need.
Just use words.
Yeah.
Do you take the words that you say out of these bags?
Yeah.
And is that how you form your sentences and your competition?
I don't think of it as forming sentences. I think of it as when my head gets hot, I have to cool it down. And speech is the best thing. It's sort of like, do you know what I mean? I walk on the street and I have to talk, and it sort of cools it down.
I've got some people who've called. John has called from North Harrow, Louise from Clapton, Claire from Hendon, Paul from Maida Vale.
Yeah.
I don't know why they called.
No reason.
I don't know who they are.
No reason.
Going back to the competition that you set.
Yeah. I like that one.
We've had a fella, Carl, from Catford.
Yeah.
Now he phoned up to try and offer us a suggestion as to how we can receive money for free by begging for it without breaking the law.
Oh, he's the winner then.
And, is he?
Yeah.
Well, right.
Mm. So,
The fella on the phones, the fella's man in the phones even managed to get a CD out of him, persuaded him to send us a CD.
He would be the winner anyway, even if he hadn't sent the CD.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to pick a song here, I haven't worked out my next song.
Gervais,
I've heard that for a while.
Gervais.
What?
I don't want to work here anymore. All right, do you mind if I...
No, there'd be plenty of people wanting to fill your shoes. And think of all the old newspapers I'll get out of it. Wait a minute.
Was on the tube earlier, Gervais. Now, I know that you walk into work,
yeah.
But I do have to take the tube. And there's a kid on there, sat opposite me, 10, 11 maybe, all right? And he looks quite normal.
12 at the most.
Ordinary looking kid, you know, just got the sort of, you know, street clothes on or whatever. But, looks perfectly normal. He's not the kind of kid that's going to get bullied at school, you know, just normal-looking kid. Except, Gervais, he was wearing a Deerstalker hat. Now, what's happening there?
Oh, I love
that. Do you know what I mean? When he goes to school on Monday morning, if he's wearing the hat, they're just going to kick the hell out of him.
Well, all right, we'll pass that on to Howard, we'll keep that. And as I said, anyone wants to get hold of Howard, do it via us. He doesn't really give out his address, obviously. Might attract mad people.
Mm.
Now, I read in the paper years ago, there was this guy, right, and he was from Sheffield, and he was at the birth of Christ. He'd lived before as a cow. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
But that's not all. Another bloke, who also lived in Sheffield, saw this article and said, I don't believe it, so was I. Right? So what's the chance of that? And yeah, I was a cow as well. And they started this cult called Cattle for Christ. It's just two of them. But I just imagine people going to say, I was a donkey. God, did you see it? No, there was like a beam in the way. I couldn't see. Nor could I. No, I was being milked. Couldn't see a thing. Where were you? I was a chicken. So you saw everything. No, I was out, wasn't I? I was so close.
Poultry for the prodigal son.
wouldn't be beautiful. Yeah, no, well, I mean, I'm sure there are all kinds of societies like this, and perhaps if you're a member of one, then we'd like to find out all about you.
Two idiots talking nonsense on the radio.
It's a cult.
Yeah, of course it is. Well, I am.
Challenge has been set.
Yeah. Matt didn't know this, but I'm a bit of a Sabutio buff myself. He comes in here all out with his sheepskin on, right, with his little team under his hand, his roller, and I go, I play Sabutio. I said, I do, yeah. So, well, the gauntlet was laid down.
It was, yeah. We've got Chile against England, but unfortunately, I haven't got Chile, so I brought in Morocco instead. Not Morocco, what they call Colombia.
Colombia,
yeah. So if any of the defenders mess up, I can always shoot one of them.
Yeah, of course.
And that's going to be live, it's 10 minutes each way, at 20 to 3 in the XFM Lounge.
We are actually doing a proper football match, a UTO football match on XFM this afternoon. Kick off at 20 to 3, so it's 10 minutes each way.
Yeah.
And we'll be dipping in occasionally to see
the little boy Fraser is going to be the referee.
Marvellous.
He's the only one that can fit on the pitch and run round.
Of course.
Without disturbing any of the players.
Of course. It's a working genius.
And I've picked my team.
Have you?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah, England I'm having. no, I've got this, look at him, look at his face, Gascoigne here, he's so pleased, look at him there, he's only an inch high, but look at it, I've got Gascoigne, Ince, Batty, Seaman there, I don't know if I've got this, all over Nigel Martin who's in goal. I'm going to put a little there, but not mine, Matt brought it in, you filthy.
Apparently for goalkeeper's choice though, most women prefer flowers to semen.
So, really?
Yeah.
Oh, there's some of the crowd, and it's off, we're away, there he goes.
It's a beautiful thing, he's moved down the pitch.
He's gone for the ball,
Colombia got Chile now. Chile on the break.
Oh, it's a foul, it's a filthy, dirty foul. England, the crowd don't like that much, and he's just went up there. There he is.
He flicked a plastic man.
Barry Spinnaker there, and little Tommy Tompkinson.
Jimmy Twizzler.
Oh, there he is. Oh, but they've given it away, straight away. It's the number 11 there, and he's running all the...
Oh,
It's a goal kick. There's little boy Fraser there on his horn, right?
On his high horse.
Half time.
That's it. No, we'll be back in a minute.
That's ridiculous.
Riley.
That is stupid.
We can have a penalty shootout though.
I nearly sprained myself then. I had to stop in mid swing. That's happened before though.
We will be back at the XFM Living
Room. Mum, I don't want any tea. I'm busy.
You're very good with your fingers on.
Right after this.
Well, Claire, England are down to 10 men. I had to pull one of my players off at half-time.
That's very kind of you. My boys only get oranges.
I used to do that to mine, but they wouldn't put the tights on and have the bag over their heads. But here we go. And it's look at that lovely ball there. A hoddle-type ball into nowhere in particular. It's Chile again. They're turning around. They found his own player. They missed it completely. England move up there. And it's a dirty foul. It's a dirty foul.
I'll take it.
Quite a dangerous area. He's moving to. He's not. One, two,
three. All right, here we go. I've never been in such close proximity to you, Ricky.
England in possession again. Oh, look at this move here.
It's like you have to show
it. They're keeping it. They're playing with the ball now. It's a foul. He's going to take it quickly. It's there. Oh, it's...